This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro, although Mary, I think this week we should add an O, although you're kind of Irish, I'm not. You've got a little Irish.
I've got
right?
a little bit of Irish. I got a lot of Scottish. I'm all sorts of Celtic mixed up. You can tell by the freckles on my face. That's right.
Well, there you go. You'll be kissing the Blarney Stone. Welcome to the podcast, voted best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. So glad to have you with us. Yes, this is the weekend for the Irish.
That's right.
St. Patrick's Day lands on a Sunday, the 17th, and I actually saw a post on Facebook in one of the groups that you become part of these groups, you get invited. Somebody said, "Hey, I plan to be in Boston on the 17th. What should I, where should I go, or what should I do?" I wanted to reply, "Try not getting arrested, or you know, just be
yes.
smart, would you?
Just
try being smart." Yeah. So, of course, it's not just limited to Boston. It'll be happening all over the world. I would imagine St. Patrick's Day. It's a universal holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Or commemorative day. It's not really a holiday. It's a commemorative. You know,
I mean,
it's
this neck of the woods, we treat it like a holiday just because, especially in Rhode Island, we love our holidays. Let's be real.
Sure.
We love the food. We love the music, the festivities, the beverages, getting dressed up, and of course the parades. But yeah,
yes.
Probably in other areas of the world, they don't take it as seriously as we do in the 401.
No, not at all. But you know, we do a pretty good job at it. This is my first year having absolutely no gigs for St. Patrick's Day because I'm doing the radio, and then that's going to lead right into PawSox. We've got the foster kid thing happening. We got little man here, so I just said, you know what, just not.
I'm kind of busy.
Got a lot going on here. What about you? You guys, will you be celebrating? Will you be cooking a corned beef and cabbage?
My mom has actually offered to make the corned beef and cabbage because I can make like three things very well. I can make like a pasta casserole. I can make a chicken dish that is very easy, and I can make tacos, and that's about it. None of which are corned beef and cabbage. So yeah, we're going to be going to my mom's, having the regular food, and I'm trying to find food that my kids will eat.
You know how to make corned beef and cabbage, right?
You
literally
just
put it in a pot and boil it to death. Okay? Hours. Hours.
Oh, gosh.
And hours.
I wonder if I could crock pot it. That'd be more my style. I don't have to babysit anything.
I've done the crock pot thing.
Oh, good.
Because when I've made the corned beef for like hash, for breakfast, home fries or whatever, and I've done the crock pot thing before, and it's fantastic. The problem is, as anytime you and I both work from our respective homes.
Yes.
Anytime I crock pot stuff, I need to plan my afternoon out of the house because when you start it in the morning, right about noon is when it starts smelling amazing.
So
and I got to get out of here because, you know, fat kid loves cake here. So
I love it. So true. Yeah. Other than that, we're not going to be going to any parades. I want to wait a little bit longer to take my kids to St. Patrick's Day parades just because they're for a different crowd frequently. Even though I know they're family friendly, my kids are like gremlins and will run away. So I just want to make sure that I have a
full
better
disclosure,
grasp on
full disclosure, we do not have any parades listed in Wicked Family Friendly because, you know, it's just we're going to leave that up to you.
Yeah.
So you make the decision.
Choose your adventure.
Absolutely. It'd be like those old school books where you skip a bunch of pages. So if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, or boiling a corned beef, sit back, listen, and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, wow, this music's so early?
Yeah.
Well, we got a new sponsor. And I think next time we'll probably have to, we got to dig deep and see if we can hire the band to learn a new song.
Get a
that's
new
like
jam.
All
tranquil
and everything, because we've got a new sponsor to announce, Float RI, located on Post Road in Warwick. It's an amazing place offering a wide range of services to help balance your mind, body, and soul. Those services include massage, Reiki, fitness classes, aura photography, and flotation therapy.
Oh, I'm so pumped to talk more about that, because we're going to be visiting Float in the coming weeks to experience some of these services, including the floating, where you get to spend either 60 or 90 minutes in a private pod of 850 pounds of Epsom salt and 10 inches of water, and it's going to be heated to skin temperature, creating an anti-gravity environment. I'm so pumped about this. So what exactly happens when you float? Stress and tension are released from your muscles. Natural endorphins are going to be released, and the brain sends out these alpha waves, which I don't even know what that means, but it sounds wicked smart. And that's going to be associated with the meditation and the relaxation. I'm pretty pumped about this, Ben.
Yeah, this is really cool. It's new to Rhode Island, and but it's not new to the world. It's not new to pro athletes, because they've been doing this kind of therapy for decades. It will wipe away, jet lag. It helps heal the muscles faster. They use it right up the road at Gillette Stadium. They have them for the Patriots players.
Wow.
So learn more about Float RI by visiting our website. And, of course, we'll be sharing our experiences in the coming weeks. Plus, folks, stay tuned, because we'll have wonderful giveaways as well, including a couple float sessions. So you can try it for yourself. It is unbelievable. Out of this world.
Can't wait. Oops, and I'm going to switch on over to our regular song that comes in at this part. Because as you said, we're going to get the band. We're going to get the band revved up for that new segment.
Absolutely.
Well, here's the band back again.
All right, Mary, what do we have for our wicked interesting pick of the week?
So, we talked about, floating around and maybe getting some stress out of your bones, but if you are on the other side and you want to try to rock, get a little blood pumping, if you want to feel some excitement, yeah, exactly. I recommend heading on over to Cranston, my neck of the woods, Cranston High School East. They're going to be having a really cool show taking place Saturday from 4 to 9. It's going to be their Winter Guard, an indoor percussion show. So you remember that movie Stomp? Stomp's the Broadway show. What was that?
Drumline?
Drumline. Yeah, this is like Drumline. This is going to be Drumline. Why am I saying
the movie
Stomp?
The show that's going to feature a drumline, just like the movie Drumline.
My brain. Once again, I told Ben at the beginning before we hit record that I've stopped drinking coffee. And I'm not going to lie, guys, my brain is not functioning at this speed.
Which is going to be very helpful for when we hit up Float RI, but in the meantime, that's going to help you.
We're going to see how this goes between daylight savings and no caffeine. I'm running on all cylinders. So Saturday, once again, you're going to want to head on over to Cranston High School East. You're going to be able to see their Winter Guard indoor percussion show. So if you have a child, a friend who's involved in, music of any form, this is a great way to check out kind of what they can do on a different level. Or maybe you have someone who likes dance, or maybe you yourself, you're like me and you're a band nerd at heart and you just want to geek out with fellow band nerds who get this. It's going to be taking place from 4 to 9 p.m. once again at Cranston High School East. So it's a pretty neat event. I feel like a lot of people, if you're just looking for something interesting, that's what you can check out. So that's the Wicked Interesting listing. And now here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
Well, if you watched Carpooling with Ben a few weeks ago, you saw I had the police chief from the Richmond Police Department in with me, Chief Elwood Johnson, and we talked about the upcoming Super Plunge for Special Olympics Rhode Island. Well, there is a fundraiser. The Super Plunge is actually next weekend, but there's a fundraiser this weekend at the Sons of Liberty. It's being hosted by the URI Police and the Sons of Liberty Beer and Spirits Company. The Super Plungers will be doing one plunge an hour for 24 hours, so they need your support.
Wow.
They're going to have this 21-plus event on Saturday night from 6 to 10 p.m. It's an evening of fun. Includes dinner from the Texas Roadhouse, live music. There'll be 50-50 raffle. There'll be other raffles. There'll be auction for a week's stay at Saratoga Resort and Spa at Disney World, a year membership to the Sporting Shop Gun Range and Preserve. There's going to be all sorts of wonderful events happening. This is, again, all to benefit Special Olympics Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. You want to learn about this event and also the Super Plunge, which is happening next weekend, which is 24 hours. They'll be going in every hour on the hour for 24 hours, and that culminates with everybody who is part of the plunge there for Special Olympics, the Torch Run Plunge. It's just, it's really an incredible event. They raise hundreds of thousands of dollars in for Special Olympics, mm-hmm, in one weekend. It's crazy.
That's awesome. And going once an hour, 24 hours a day?
You got to watch the episode of Carpooling, because he talks a little bit about the mental game that goes into it. Mm-hmm. And just, it's tough. It's a challenge.
I believe it. Oh, well, listen, if you want to support that, definitely help donate. But if you're someone like me who may not be in the mood for plunging, but maybe in the mood to eat some pie, now's the time, my friends, because the day that this episode comes out, Ben, it's Pie Day.
Hey.
314. 314. Wow. It's like the number that never ends. It's like the song that never ends. Pi goes on forever, but for one day only, tomorrow, or the day that this episode comes out, today, March 14th, you can enjoy a classic slice of pie a la mode at the Green Line Apothecary for only $3.14. Isn't
nice.
That awesome? Do you
That's
like pie, Ben?
I like chocolate pudding pie, which is essentially pudding and crust and whipped cream.
I love it. That was delicious.
There was once a Thanksgiving where something happened and nobody brought it, and I put up a Facebook post, and before you know it, I went to four different houses to eat it. It's the best Thanksgiving ever.
That sounds delightful. Well, listen, you might like their limited edition mud pie, ice cream pie, right?
I can do that. That
sounds good. They also have delicious combos like apple pie. Now, they're going to be having it a la mode as well. So you can have that. So you can have apple pie with caramel ice cream, cherry pie with chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream atop blueberry pie. I mean, the possibilities are just downright scrumptious. And their pie and ice cream are all natural, and all of the pies are gluten-free. I know there's a lot of listeners out there who have to watch out because of gluten intolerance. So this is going to be taking place. They're open if you'd like breakfast pie. They're open as early as 8:30 in the morning, my friend.
Well, there you go.
So
I
you
like
can get
that.
Your pie on.
On 314. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we mentioned it in the intro that we would not include this in Wicked Family Friendly, but it's still wicked fun. It is the Newport St. Patrick's Day Parade happening on Saturday, March 16th. Step off is at 11 a.m. down in Newport, Rhode Island. I mean, it features a lot of police, fire, you know, emergency responders. It steps off right from Newport City Hall, proceed down to, you know, it's got a various route, but there'll be, you know, fife and drum corps. There'll be the pipe bands, the marching bands, you know, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, nonprofits, police, fire, EMS, social and fraternal organizations. This year's Grand Marshal is Robert Bobby Lahane. I mean, if it doesn't get any more Irish than that, well, there you go. Keep in mind, folks, you're not allowed to have alcohol in public there, and they're very strict on that. So mm-hmm. Please be responsible. There are a lot of great establishments down there. Please be responsible. Have a designated driver or Uber or Lyft ready to go. There's no excuse for the drinking and driving. But you want to check it out if you go to our website. It's a great event. They always have a wonderful time. It's great to see all the fire trucks and all the police cars and everything down there in Newport. The 2019, I believe, if my math serves me correctly, I believe this is the 63rd annual Newport, Rhode Island, St. Patrick's Day. I won't start the rumor that after the 65th it'll be retired, because they retire at 65. It'll probably keep going for thousands of years.
Probably.
What else do we got?
So spring is in the air, of course. We're going to be getting to spring, next week? Next week is when spring comes.
Yes, indeed. Let's go.
Let's go. So if you're someone who likes to be outdoors and you want to see the colors that spring brings along, well, you might want to head on over to Portsmouth, because they're going to be having a color run, and this is going to be benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So this event is taking place Saturday from 10 to 11. You can run a 5K, not too long of a race right there, and it's going to be at Glen Park, and you're going to be able to run and go through these beautiful woods and grassy fields, and then Non-toxic colored powder is going to be magically tossed in the air, transforming everyone into a bright and colorful runner. So you'll get your morning jog in, knowing that you're supporting a great cause. It's only $20 to go run, and you'll be colorful, and you can run in spring with some other people who just want to do some good in the world. So that's taking place just Saturday from 10 to 11. And to be honest, I like this because a lot of 5Ks happen really early in the morning. So if you'd like to have a little breakfast before you do your 5K, you can do that.
Yeah, and don't be one of those freaks who runs a 5K beforehand and comes to this as your second 5K. I've got to run one to warm up. You're just, you know, good for you. That's
good
great.
Good for you.
Wonderful. By the way, pro tip, do not throw the clothes from the color run in your washing machine afterwards. Pre-hose them down outside.
Smart.
Otherwise, everything's going to turn a wonderful shade of rainbow. Wicked Family Friendly, Wicked Family Friendly. You got something, Mary, that is Wicked Family Friendly? What's going on?
I sure do. So if you have a child who is involved in, likes to sing in their chorus, or that maybe they take dance classes, I always recommend that you also bring them to the theater. But bringing them to places like Vets or PPAC might be a little pricey, but also they may not have the stability to make it through an entire, you know, real production. And this is where the junior productions come into play. We've talked about it frequently with the Stadium Theater up in Woonsocket, how they do a lot of the junior productions. It's a nice, shorter production. Well, Barrington Middle School, they're going to be putting on High School Musical Junior. Remember High School Musical? It, like, took over.
Yeah.
It was really, really
We're
big time famous.
We're all in this together.
That's right.
Something I had.
You got it.
File a lawsuit. We're all... go ahead. Sorry.
Well, they're going to be having multiple performances taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And tickets are available online. It's a great presentation, and it's nice and short. It's only an hour and a half, and there probably is an intermission. So if you want to take, whether it's a middle schooler themselves, or if you have a little thespian in the making, head on over to Barrington Middle School, and you'll get to see a show that made Zac Efron famous.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked Rudy is proud to partner with United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your family, and your friends that you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So starting off, we have the Federal Hill House in Providence. They're for recruiting. They're hoping to recruit volunteer income tax assistance people. This is going to be helping people with their taxes, whether they have low to moderate incomes, maybe seniors, individuals with disabilities, and people with limited English proficiency. So the roles that they need is they need just greeters and screeners. Are you a friendly person? If so, look at that. You'd be perfect for a greeter. They also need help with interpreters, tax preparers. They do have flexible hours and free training. So this is a great way to help out if you have any of those skills.
The Alliance for Better Long-Term Care is looking for volunteers to be an ombudsman. And those people, the ombudsman, educate those receiving long-term care services about their rights and help resolve issues about abuse, neglect, financial exploitation. It's a wonderful position to be in if you are able to help somebody that may think that they're being taken advantage of by any kind of elder care system. Now, it's important to note that if you're employed by a nursing home, assisted living facility, home care, or hospice agency, you're actually not permitted to be an ombudsman because there might be a conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. But if you're interested in this, they do provide training. There will be a background check, but you can reach out to the Alliance. We'll have the information for you. This could be a good way to educate not only yourself, but to help others who are in, going through and getting their affairs in order. It's a wonderful thing to happen. If you want to learn more about the United Way Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, you can visit their website or simply dial 211 to get connected to the help you need. All right, folks, as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, WickedRoadiePodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We love to be social, and we know you do too. So make sure if you're taking photos of any of the events that we talked about to let the organizers know that you learned about it on the Wicked Roadie Podcast. And we would love to see beautiful photos of the Ocean State. Just use that hashtag Wicked Roadie.
You're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook.
That's right. Well, until next time, folks, my name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
It'll be magical, wonderful, all sorts of excitement. It'll be spring!
It will be spring. Oh, so pumped.